I still haven't got my cups yet.
Have you gotten anything, though, that you ordered? Mm-mm. What the crap? Really?
Yeah.
Did it actually pay it? Did it actually go through?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's all we needed to do.
Yeah, then we're fine.
That's our business plan. Oh, actually, I don't know what the crap is going on.
This is fine. We don't worry about any of it as long as the payment went through.
That's kind of a bad precedent.
Then. We're saving money up for a fulfillment center where we actually fulfill the orders. Oh, okay. So we have to get to around $10,000 to make that worth it.
Gotcha. So it was like a jump starter campaign.
You guys, I watched this. Oh, have we started?
We're always
rolling. Yeah. Watch this thing on Tammy Faye Baker.
Okay.
Last night. She was a really good person. She is did she die? I'm not sure. Yeah. They're like televangelists.
But she was a good, really good person.
Well, her husband was the POS. Mm-hmm. But she did, like, she was the first to interview someone with AIDS mm-hmm. and talk about it. And she was like condemned by a Christian world. Like, you think it's okay for this person to be gay or have AIDS? And, you know, she stuck up for him and like, you know, you mothers should really understand that every kid's different. You know, she actually had some good wisdom.
Did you hear her singing at all?
No, I thought she was awful.
Was she an awful singer? I haven't listened to her. All I know is that she was pretty famous for singing. So. No,
she was really loud.
Okay.
But, no, she was all right. It was just like...
So I have to tell you a story about this, okay? So started getting kids, okay? And you know how kids are, and some of them are louder than others, okay? So every time one of my kids would just start screaming and yelling, my mom would be like, oh, he's going to be a good singer all the time. And I was like, what's going on here? But she uses that line on everyone.
Yep, at birth, too.
They start screaming. Mom's like, oh, I'll be a good singer. It's like, okay. So.
Your grandma Grace said that, oh, you sound like you'd be a good baritone.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. Or bass singer or something.
The bass.
And like, don't you think it'd be? And I'm like, I do not sing. And you were like, he'd be a really good baritone. You're like, nodding your head no. Okay. Pretty funny.
Nathan, in high school, your voice was not as good as it is today. You sound so much better now. You really do.
Thank you. I did not know how bad it was. I thought it was really good.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't that bad.
It was really bad. I know. You're trying to spare my feelings.
No, I know. A little bit.
were you tone deaf?
He was tone deaf.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know what pitch was. Mm-hmm. Like, I had not explained. I still don't know what... Like,
you didn't watch Pitch Perfect?
I didn't watch Pitch Perfect, and that's my problem.
I cannot stand that show. But I'm a bad person.
But you love High School Musical.
Yeah. I love High School Musical.
We need to introduce our guest today.
Do we?
Yeah. Always. Is,
are you sure?
Yeah. We've been getting complaints that we don't have a female perspective on the show.
Who's been talking to you about that?
Gwen.
Oh, well, yeah. That makes sense.
I think maybe Grace mentioned it too.
Two females of a high degree.
Yeah.
No guys are saying that.
Yeah. In fact, they're saying there's too much. You guys are too feminine for us.
Yeah.
Feminine.
Yeah, we need
feminine.
To be more macho.
So, who do we have?
Yeah, who do we have? Introduce yourself.
I'm Riley.
Okay, Riley.
I'm the sister.
Okay.
So the sister? You're the only sister?
You're the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
You need to scoot in, Riley. You need to scoot in.
I'll scoot in.
Get up all in that microphone.
I am the youngest.
Act like you're making love to the microphone.
But like you're like in front of your bishop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like
yeah, you got to leave room for the Holy Ghost.
Church kiss, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, that did it.
You can cut that out so you don't kill people's ears.
You know, now that you say that, I have to keep it in.
You can never
have you
say
not
that
listened
together.
To our you podcast? Never,
you never say you don't anything. Take that out. Never do that.
Never, yeah. never so gets cut.
Riley is the youngest child. And let's tell a little story about Riley just for fun.
Ooh, good stories.
I have only ever met one person who would scoot on their butt instead of crawling. She would scoot. She would put her legs out in front of her and pull her butt along, pull herself. And she
My
took
brother
her
Kenneth did that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he also have, like, holes in his clothing going
the butt holes?
The butt holes all the way in his clothing? That's the most wild thing.
Everything was kind of like a, what is it called when you have, like, the string bikini? Kind of, what is that? Just like one thing down the middle.
Oh, really? No, no, it was completely, like a thread. It was completely, there's just a hole where the butt was, and all of her pants and all of her diapers. When it was time to get them changed, there would be a big, they would be ripped. Yeah, they'd be raggedy.
It was really nice because you didn't have to check and see if she was dirty or not. You know, you know when the diaper needed to change. It's like, okay.
Yeah, hey, there's a big streak, like my dog, only a lot bigger on the carpet. Now, she'd go down the sidewalk.
I was pretty fast, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were really fast. Pretty
speedy. Well, yeah. So you're going through midwifery school.
Well, I'm not going through school. There's two ways of doing it. There's one way through going through school, and there's another way just going through an apprenticeship type thing, and that's how I did it. But I'm trying to pass the midwifery exam, and it is the most ridiculous test. It takes me about 6.5 hours every time I've taken it.
Give me an example of a question on this exam.
Oh my gosh. Okay, there's this question that drives me crazy because I feel like this exam should be shortened and it should just be like, how do I keep the mom and the baby alive? That's the most important thing. That should be the most, but there's a question on there I probably shouldn't say this over, well, as long as there's no midwives. You're supposed to sign something.
Midwives don't listen to this podcast. Yeah.
You're not supposed to share any of the information on the test, basically. But there is a question that's, what do you do if the client wants to have their dog at the birth? Like, what do you do? I'm like, okay. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm getting that question right.
Is it a choose your own adventure, like A, B, C, D? Or is it you have to write what the answer is?
It is multiple choice.
So you've got a 25% chance.
Yeah. But
what are the answers?
It's like, tell them no. It's either like no or yes, it's fine. But I'm like, well, that would be dependent on the midwife. That would be dependent on the situation, I feel like.
And what kind of dog.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows poodles are much better at midwives than
they are. They're super good. They clean up the mess. Like, they'll sit there. They'll lick up all the blood. And
they'll eat the...
Dogs are... I take it back. Dogs are good. I mean, they can also eat... They'll also take care of the placenta for you.
Yes. Yeah. We won't talk about that. We have had complaints about that.
About the placenta talking?
Well, we had this whole thing of, if you eat a placenta, are you a cannibal?
Oh, yeah.
And how would you cook it?
Nathan
actually had some good suggestions.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, with like little onions, light gravy. Little
onions, yeah. Gordon Ramsay style.
It. Oh, smoke it. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. Anyway. Throw it in the oven with some mozzarella.
There you go.
Anyway. And cinnamon.
So Thor's trying to move on.
Okay, yeah, so,
good luck with that test. Okay?
Yeah, the test. There you go.
Sorry, we're going to jump.
We're moving on.
We've got some questions.
Oh, okay. We do.
Good. And we got some answers. We've got some questions. So question of the week. What is the definition of Judapox?
Wow, we really put that there. Okay.
We did.
Oh, you
No, actually, no, I knew you were going to.
Okay. The white part of a pimple.
Okay.
Another person says, it's a chicken dish with a light gravy served over rice or severe rash due to eating too much cream cheese frosting.
I wasn't ready for that after hearing about a pimple. I think that.
Or it's a crust that forms in the corners of your mouth while playing video games nonstop for hours.
Oh, that's what that is.
That's the best one. Judapox,
that is good.
And a little Judapox in the corners of my mouth.
Yeah, you've been Judapoxed.
I think one of you gave a good definition during the podcast. A communicable disease spread by Israelis that cause a milk skin rash and blurred vision.
A mild milk. Is it milk?
Is that mild?
I don't know.
Oh, mild. Did I say milk?
Yeah, like a milk skin rash.
Well, I like all of those. Do we want to put a vote on this?
Yeah.
I like the video game one.
Yeah.
I like the video game one. I think that's good.
Maybe we should let the dice decide, guys.
Oh.
Okay,
right here. Here's your die.
All right. So we have four five definitions. So five. So one through four is the first one, and so on.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do math. Okay. Four. I rolled the die all the time last time. Have
Riley roll.
Okay, oh, Riley.
She's the guest here.
Right, lucky Riley.
Thank you.
Riley just rolled 14. We got the crust that forms in the corners of your mouth while playing video games nonstop for hours.
Okay.
I have had that.
We can use that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like being on the internet doing research or something.
Not necessarily. We can say not necessarily just video games, though. But
yeah. But, yeah.
But that's, you know, most commonly found.
Mm-hmm. There it is. If we start using this, guys, I can predict that in like 3 or 4 years, it's going to be in the dictionary, okay? It's going to spread like wildfire.
It's going to be like Mbop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mbop. Is Mbop.
In fact, let's make it a song. Let's make it a song. Judapox. Judapox.
Playing my games for hours. Judapox at the end.
Do we have any bishops?
We do have some bishops.
Okay.
Dear Bishop, quick confession. I went to Chick-fil-A last week and didn't get any chicken. I just wanted the waffle fries and a lemonade. I have faith that Ronaldo will forgive me, but what I do want to know is there any unforgivable sins in the nice cult?
Mm.
Hmm.
Ooh. I think killing someone. Well, but not necessarily killing someone.
Well, you can...
Murder. I say murdering
someone. But if you eat a really big stack of pancakes afterward, you're automatically forgiven.
I think that going to Chick-fil-A and not buying chicken is like buying a car to listen to the radio. You know what I'm talking about? It's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's nice. The radio's nice, but I mean, that's not why you buy a car, you know?
Well, maybe you want to just go in your car and sit for hours and not drive anywhere.
I guess so, but that's a lot of money to do that. It's just, you know, Chick-fil-A, you got to get something chickeny.
Yeah, should have got some nuggets. You really should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's totally pardonable, though. It's just a little odd. So, you know.
You probably should buy a blanket.
Yeah. You probably do need to.
So you can have asking that question
with chicken next time.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Unpardonable sins.
If you buy 5 blankets, you're pardoned of all your sins.
Yeah, it's hard to get an unpardonable sin in the nice cold.
Yeah,
especially if you're buying merchandise. Wow, that sounds
that way.
Is it like once you've? What about denying Ronaldo after you've accepted him?
No,
if you buy enough blankets, then it's okay.
Yeah. I would say unforgivable sin, getting on Gunner's shit list.
I'm going to do that right now by sipping this cola.
You're already on it, so go ahead.
I think if you want to champion Tom Cruise, that's almost unforgivable.
Who?
That's really close.
Oh, we can't even say his name anymore.
I can't say his name.
Tommy.
Tomathan.
He who shall not be named.
Thomas. Voldemort.
Yeah, it's a lot of people don't know that Tom is short for Tomathan. A lot of people don't know that.
Ronaldo will forgive you, but he'll never forget.
That's true. Anything.
Yeah.
Any other bishops?
Yep, we have another one.
Oh.
I'm just about to go in for a colonoscopy. Any advice? Also, when are we going to hear Ronaldo speak? You keep talking about him, but I've never heard his voice. Is he the guy on your website?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He's the guy that you see moving his head. He has the glasses. It's hard to see the glasses. They're kind of hard to see. But
they're just half glasses.
Half glasses.
I mean, it's kind of like a, what is it called? Schrodinger's cat. With glasses. Well, you don't really know if you can't tell if he has one or not until you actually see him, and then you'll find out if he actually wears glasses or not.
Yeah.
Should we have Ronaldo on this season?
I don't know. I kind of like keeping the mystery alive. So
it's like
we could have special. His voice. I mean, we could have his voice on for a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
we'll try. I can't promise about it, but we'll try.
Okay. Colonoscopy, yeah.
Have you had one?
I've never had one, but I need to get one.
I've had one.
Oh,
believe
really?
It or not, yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah,
tell was me. Was it enjoyable?
So, no, but actually it wasn't too bad because they knock you out, so.
Oh, okay. Why do they do that?
Well, because I had an endoscopy too, which is where they go down the throat, and you don't want to be awake doing that.
So they go. They went. Yeah.
So they knocked
both ways and met in the middle.
Met in the middle.
Yeah.
No, they didn't go through that many. They did not. I don't believe this. Because isn't your intestines like 2 miles of
stuff? No, 20 feet.
Oh, is it 20 feet? Like no. It's longer.
2 miles.
What kind of echo? What are you so long to digest things?
Oh, yeah. Echo, how long are your intestines?
The total length of the intestines can be approximately 15 feet.
All right, so I was way off. 15 feet.
Mine's 12. Thor's is 20, and yours is a mile.
So
no, it's 22 miles, right?
No, I actually recommend getting both of them done because then they can see the full spectrum of everything that's going on in there.
Yeah.
But the worst part about it is the stuff that you have to drink before you go in. That stuff is 100%. So nasty.
Oh, did you do it, Nathan?
So, yeah. Okay. And it's not, it's the first drink, you're like, oh, this is nothing. Just slightly salty water. After maybe the second glassful, you're like, this is so impossible, bad. And you have a gallon more to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never ending. You have to keep drinking it,
so
too.
So did you feel a little bit violated afterwards, or was it like nothing?
No, it's nothing.
Like whatever?
No, you wake up and you're, because they do put you out, and it was like...
It's fine.
Just like a good old-fashioned rest. It's like, man, can I get this at home?
Do they clean you out as well?
Like that stuff cleans you out. Like,
oh, yeah, it cleans you out.
You squeak for like 2 weeks after.
Oh, for really?
No, not really. But
yeah, your body makes squeaking noises. No, it cleans you out. It's not as bad as like when I got checked for endometriosis, because you know that's a whole surgery where you have pain in it. You can't move after. This is fine. They just go in and go
take
out.
Take a quick peek.
Yep, take a quick peep, mm-hmm. and then come out.
I don't know why you'd be knocked out for that, though.
Well, it's because if they do the throat, they're putting a camera down your throat, so they don't want you to start gagging.
And it's not like 100%, it's a twilight thing, so they could probably wake you up, but mm-hmm. you're out, like they chemically out.
Yeah, you're out.
But you can hear the jokes.
No, you can't.
I think they've done it up to where they're not joking any longer.
Okay, well, you know how dads are. Every time we went by the cemetery, Dad would always say, people are dying to get in there. You know that, kids. He'd say that all the time. Is he like, you know, those doctors are dads too. Yeah, he's still saying that. So
you say that too sometimes. I've heard you.
I know, because I'm a dad too. So
I'm a dad, but I don't say that one.
You never said that one.
Oh. Well, Thor inherited all those jokes.
Yeah, he did.
You didn't get anything. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, guys, we have one more thing that we need to talk about.
Okay.
We have a Magisterium Collecti request.
Okay. No. What is it?
Someone asked if we have done Chuck Norris yet, and I don't think we have.
I want to know why we didn't.
Well, I want to know why we haven't either.
That's weird. Why wouldn't we put Chuck Norris in?
Well, I can't think of a reason. Thor, can you think of a reason why Chuck Norris wouldn't be in?
The guy who can arm wrestle Superman and win, I mean, you know.
The guy that invented the C-section by roundhouse kicking his way out of the womb.
Oh, man, I don't have one.
The one I'm quoting is the one where, like, Superman and Chuck Norris wanted to see who was stronger, so they had an arm wrestling contest, and the loser had to wear his underwear on the outside of his pants. Yeah, that's good. Well.
No, Chuck Norris is not afraid of the dark. The dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. Time waits for no man, unless that man is Chuck Norris. If you spell Chuck Norris in Scrabble, you win forever. Okay. Chuck Norris breathes air 5 times a day.
Is there one more?
Oh, here's, in the beginning, there was nothing. Then Chuck Norris roundhouse kicked nothing and told it to get a job.
Okay.
So when God said, let there be light, Chuck Norris said, Say please.
Oh, that's horrible. Funny. Okay, so we're all, this is good then?
He's yeah.
In. Okay, he's in. Sorry. No one I like that we like, just the Chuck Norris jokes are what's getting him in.
Yeah, there's been worse reasons.
Yeah, there's been much worse reasons. Spock. Yeah.
Tomathan.
Yeah.
Tomathan, that is not a bad reason. And I can say Tomathan.
You can.
Chuck Norris, I think, is one of those pretty good guys. I haven't heard too many bad things about him. He did an awful lot for karate. Very good at it, too. He was the champion, karate champion for like 4, 5, or 6, 7 years. For quite a few years in a row, he was good. Okay, well, so he's in. Anything yeah. else?
He's in.
Unanimous.
That's it. That's all I have for you.
Welcome to another episode of Mom, I Joined a Cult, the only podcast about cults by an actual cult. Listen as we examine other cults, discuss what they did right and what they did wrong, and then build our own cult from the ground up. And now your hosts,
Gunner,
Nathan,
and Thor.
Well, I have a cult. This one doesn't have it all, but it has a lot. It has manga.
Okay.
Oh, shit. It has
over 500 movies.
Okay.
500? Oh, no, I'm sorry. 500 books, 15 films, including some manga. Okay. Did you say manga or manga?
I think it's manga. Manga?
There's 500 books. I don't know what any of the 500 books are. Oh, actually, I do know 3 of them.
Like, it's not named anything?
Well, it's like a kind of like LDS scriptures, not Living Scriptures, has movies. You know, they're movies, but we don't know what they're called. This is just like the Nephi's third movie.
The King is Born is is one of them.
Okay. I stand corrected. You know them.
The Way to the Promised Land.
The Promised Land Part 2
yeah.
through 12.
The Land Before Time.
So it sounds like this is a cult in Japan.
It is. Okay. So this one, well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the guy who started it. His name is Ryoho Okawa. He was a stockbroker in 1986. In 1986, he was a stockbroker, and then he had a dream that he should write. He said he had a prompting that he should write, and he just started. He took out a pencil after his dream, or a pen, and he started writing, and he started coming up with. It was just kind of like the start of his first book. And his prompting was that he should start a study group called Happy Science, the Postgraduate School of Human Life.
Okay.
Maybe it sounds better in Japanese.
Yeah, it probably does.
I'm not even going to attempt it. But and it was a study group about human happiness and how to become happy.
Okay.
And then it kind of devolved a little bit into its own religion. And so that happened in 1986. And also in 1986, he had his first sermon called The First Turn of the Wheel of Dharma. And he had, in his first sermon, 80 people show up. That's in 86. 87, he did a sermon. He'd have these things every Sunday. He had one, and it was already 400 people the next year. And I think it's kind of cool how this thing evolved, and it became big pretty quickly. So in 1987, 400 people, The Principles of Happiness. And later, and that was in March and June of 87, in front of 40,000 people.
Whoa.
Wow, that just boomed.
Oh, that's the next one. Sorry, this one was 1,000 people.
Okay.
He had his third lecture, and he wrote his first book called The Law of the Sun. And then that was the first book, and then he had two more called The Golden Laws and The Laws of Eternity. And this was the Trinity of Salvation. It was this book
no,
series.
No, no, they call it Trilogy.
Trilogy, that's right. Yeah. Did I say Trinity?
Yeah.
I was going with it, though.
The Trilogy of Salvation. Thanks, Thor. And then he wrote another book in 89 called The Rebirth of Buddha. And guess who turned out to be The Rebirth of Buddha?
This guy.
So we're going to call him Okawa. Yeah, it was Okawa. He's the reincarnation of the Buddha.
Okay.
And 1990, he had 10,000 people show up in his audience. And then in 91, he became an official, or Happy Science became an official religion, and he shortened the name to just the Happy Science instead of the Happy Science, the Postgraduate School of Human Life. So just Happy Science, which is better.
Yeah, it is.
And 91 is also his, so 50,000 people were there for the launch of the book, and it was his 35th birthday. And then he had a revelation that he should call himself El Cantare.
Like a Spanish term?
Yeah.
The singer?
Yeah, El Cantare, the singer. Or El Cantare, he will sing.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, you know, by this time he's like, well, I have a dream and look at all the success I'm having after that.
Totally. He's...
He's living the good life. Now, does Lily know about it?
No, I actually haven't talked with her about it. So tonight, I'll find out and report back. But over his career, so this was 1991. Well, actually, so it started in 86. In 2023, and so during that time, he wrote 500 books. 500. You know how many that is a year?
I'm sure a lot of them, or most of them, are pamphlets.
They are. They are. Well, they were. A lot of them were just his lecture that was just put into a book form. But they still sold. Some of them were selling millions of copies, like 10 million copies.
Like 40 books a year or something.
Yeah, 20 to 30 books a year.
Or 20 to 30 books. There you go.
I mean, we complain like writing one book, and it's, how long has it been? How long have we been working on our books? For a decade?
Yeah.
And he's writing 20 to 30 a
year. Did he write all of the books?
They're from his lectures. So he'll lecture, and then they'll transcribe it into a book and then sell the book. For those who can't, I mean, they're also scripture. So everyone in his congregation, I mean, they read it, and they're kind of scriptures.
Yeah, you got to buy the scriptures, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And he had several titles. So he was called the coordinator, the chairman, the master coordinator, the CEO, and the president in different times of his, and prophet.
Okay.
And so here's some of his doctrine, that Okawa is every spiritual guru that has ever lived, and he was the original creator.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
cool. We have the creator over there.
Let's see. The worship of Okawa gives you comfort, energy, courage, hope, steadiness, a sense of well-being because you are being looked out for by God.
Okay.
That's officially part of the doctrine. Worship brings light to the world, and light attracts light. And eventually he'll bring about a utopia. And so is he off the rails yet? This isn't too bad.
No, he's
completely off the rails. I mean, just kind of like very, you say completely off the rails?
Yeah.
How so?
Because he's basically equating himself with God.
No, he said he is the creator.
Which of our cult leaders haven't
Just like, but I don't know. Nathan, just because they do does not make it
we need to reset. Not
off the rocker thing.
We need to recalibrate.
No, we cannot recalibrate. We can't look at it now. Oh, you know what? Everyone thinks they're God, so that's an okay thing. No, Nathan.
You don't think you are?
Well, that's besides the point, okay? I know I am. That's a different
note. Okay, his next belief, aliens are not only real, but George Lucas and James Cameron have seen them and based their movies off of what they saw.
Really?
Okay, are we off the rails now? Now you want to recalibrate? You think just thinking you're God is bad?
No, actually, compared to thinking you're God, that sounds okay.
Yeah,
okay. It's like, oh, okay.
George Lucas has seen them.
All right, so how about, this is another one. Heaven is on a cloud. Or is in the clouds, and it's split over nine dimensions. Mm-hmm. The first, or the ninth dimension, has Jesus, Buddha, Moses, and Plato. And the eighth dimension has Muhammad. So he just kind of puts them in a rank and doesn't think as much of Muhammad than he thinks of as Plato. Also, Beethoven is on there is in the ninth heaven.
Okay.
Interesting.
And he also taught while he was alive. He died in 2023. He found a spiritual vaccine against COVID.
That's awesome.
It only cost $400.
That's like a steal of a deal.
And tens of thousands of people bought it.
Bought it.
Oh. And how many of them got?
No, none of them. None of them got. None of them. No, actually, I'm not sure how many of them got it. But they, for some reason, they didn't keep that record.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
How old was he when he died?
He was 66.
Okay, so he's still kind of young.
Yeah, he's kind of young. He also believed that he could channel various people alive and dead. So this is one that we need to talk to Gwen about. Okay, because the ones he channeled Isaac Newton, Albert Einstein, Jesus, Freddie Mercury, Barack Obama.
Okay.
Alive and dead. Yep. Got it.
And Natalie Portman.
Really?
Yeah. 100%. So now we need to challenge Gwen about that, because if you can't, I mean, channeling dead people or aliens is one thing, but I mean, anyone, if you're going to get that. Barack Obama and Natalie Portman.
Yeah. That's impressive, I have to admit.
And then he had a bunch of prophecies, but one of them was that Japan will lead the world and become the greatest superpower. The U.S., China, and Russia will all be slaves to Japan.
I don't know. No, that's not.
I mean, it would take a lot.
That one.
I think Japan's going to need a little bit of help.
Yeah, and he had plans on increasing the birth rate and stuff like that. So I think it was mostly just having more sex.
I think that's probably like the closest thing to something that might happen out of all the things that he said.
So he was taking in, just because he was had donations and he had so
people
much.
People were buying books.
People were buying books. I bet you have 500 books. You probably do have 500 books. That's a lot of books for one person to produce.
Yeah, I probably have.
I think you're right that they're more pamphlets.
Yeah,
I think that's what they are. Otherwise,
but his take was $45 million annually.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not bad.
That's pretty good. So he at the height. So when he was alive, and this is 2023, he had. They claim to have 10 million members, but it was millions of members for sure. He was kind of seen as a, not an authority, but kind of a gatekeeper, kingmaker is what he called himself.
For politicians?
Yeah, politicians would show up, and they got his kind of folk blessing, you know, like quasi blessing of the people, quasi-endorsement, and that was big enough to make a difference. And so several prime ministers actually visited him. Mm-hmm. And just to get that, you know, like the ringing endorsement, like they'd get from Jerry Falwell or, you know, the Christian right in America would go to the religious groups and get their buy-in. He died in February of 23, but his son was named his successor. But it's kind of been a mixed bag. He's not as good of a leader, nowhere near as good of a leader as his father was. And so this is kind of like the successor leap that religions have to make or cults make before they become a religion. And they have to go through that first, the leader dying and what happens after that. And they haven't made it yet, really.
That's a hard one, you know, where you're like, dad has made millions and millions of dollars. And I can just have a good time and spend it, or I can work and try and shore up the legacy. And I could see myself in that case.
You surf by.
Yeah, I'll just kind of surf by. And if I'm making a million or two every year, you know, I'm okay. I've got a couple hundred million.
You don't need to be making any money at that point.
Yeah, I've got a couple hundred million. And I'll just kind of,
around the world.
I'll just take his old pamphlets and like combine them into bigger books and stuff like that. You know, retool things and
talk about how great he was. Write the collection and his father's collections, and then he writes a foreword to it.
And then take lots of vacations.
Write a book called Behind the Doors, you know, Behind Closed Doors or something, and talk about your father, how he had some weird sexual thing.
That would stop the gravy train. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so don't put that in there. But
last year, they had... So there's several parties, political parties in Japan. They were the third largest in 2023. But they almost had no one that they endorsed actually get into office. So they ministers would come by. But yeah, they just their platform wasn't very good. But they're very far right, maybe more far right than the people of Japan are. Like very, very strict.
Yeah,
they really have a kind of hero worship with Ronald Reagan.
Uh huh. Interesting. I bet most Japanese people are not into world domination anymore.
Yeah, it's actually against their constitution.
Yeah.
And one of his things is he wanted the country of Japan to create rewrite their constitution, so it would have the possibility of dominating.
They need a bigger military and nuclear weapons, et cetera.
He was a kind of a denier of... So at one point, and you probably know about this more than I do, but Japan kind of subjugated Korea.
Yeah, they did.
And really dominated them.
They were horrible.
And brought them over to be kind of slaves. And mm-hmm. There's a lot of history there. And he denied every bit of that. Oh, those guys are just whiners. The ones who say that are... just totally in their heads. They just want Korea to come out on top of the world order. And he's very conspiratorial when it comes to that.
Gotcha.
So very Japan first instead of America first. Mm-hmm. And they also endorsed Trump.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a no-brainer to me for that group.
Like for you? Okay. Good to know. No.
Okay, so they did have... I mean, were you going to say something, Gunnar?
I want to say a lot of things, but nothing that our listeners want to hear.
So...
These motherfuckers... No.
Whoa.
So they had control, information control. They've had behavior control. But what do you guys think? Is this a cult?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, how much control did they have over the members? Like,
probably not tons. Like, some of them, like, control every aspect of their life. But they're kind of controlling that this is the only religion. And this is how to get into heaven. And so it's basically information and behavior control. But not, like, if you don't do this. I mean, they didn't have, like, punishments. But they do have... I mean, they had a lot of ways to trick people into joining, where they had teenagers or college students would, like, do you want to know about meditation? And then we have a meditation retreat. And the meditation retreat is just them talking about they have their own kind of meditation, and it's to this Okawa guy and basically praying to him. You started off when you did any kind of meditation with a protection prayer that would protect you from evil spirits. And it was like you're praying to him. Mm-hmm. Even when he was alive, you would pray to him. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, not tons of control, but definitely lifestyle.
That
sounds kind of religious.
It sounds big enough to be a religion right now.
I think it's on the edge. I think we're getting a cult that could be a religion if they survive this leap to the second leader.
Yeah. I almost put in the religion category.
I'm hesitant to say cult. The only reason why I want to say it's a cult is because this guy is saying that he's God.
That's pretty annoying.
But that's
that is very cult.
Most religions don't have the leader set up as like the person that found is God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's some that make you like that say you can become one.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
There's several.
That's after
several.
You die, though.
Yeah.
Which is our next thing that we're going to be doing. No.
But yeah, I mean, the most successful religions, I think, have pushed. There have been prophets, conduits to God, you know,
of course.
Muhammad and Peter and stuff like that. But to actually say that they are the deity themselves, that always kind of rubs me raw. I'm a little bit just like,
just the deity, but a whole bunch of deities, right?
Well, the Israelians thought that you would be. You'd leave this life and everyone who believed in them would become a god because it's just a technology. It's not anything special. It's just, you just don't have enough knowledge to know the technology of godhood.
Yeah. Okay, how do we get off on that track?
Oh, anyway, we're just talking about if it's a cult or not.
Okay.
And you're saying...
I think it's closer to religion right now than a cult. But the beginnings were really culty there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Right now, let's call it a cult, but in 5 years, we could come back, and if it's still kind of going, it could be a religion.
I'm going to say, it's a soft cult.
Soft cult.
It's a soft cult.
Okay.
What was the manga? You said they had manga?
Oh, yeah. So part of their films were a few manga that they just wanted to appeal to younger.
Kids,
it's not like whatnot. A popular one, but it was done in that kind of style.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And you say it's a cult, definitely.
It feels culty.
Yeah.
But I also would have to know, like, what's the, what do they do day to day? Do they go to Sunday every week? Sunday.
It seemed pretty normal this, like, meditation, but very Buddhist. So there's that, well, they at least build themselves as very Buddhist. So there wasn't a god, but then, because Buddhism there isn't, but then they put that in there. It was kind of a mix match of a bunch of different ideas that kind of didn't jive to me. Like, you almost need that leader to help people believe in how crazy the other ideas are. Like you can channel Natalie Portman.
Do they do baptisms or anything like that?
I think Gwen Artie does that. She channels Natalie Portman all the time. Natalie Portman is probably the main contact for the people in the spiritual world.
Okay, so Nathan, if you could channel someone living, who would you want to channel?
Well, Gary Busey.
We're not talking about anything serious. It's just like you're at a party and you're like,
at a party.
What would people be in?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay. All right. Thor, how about you?
I don't know. I've been thinking about this.
Gunner, we'll go back to you. What do you think, Gunner? Gary Busey wouldn't be mine. I have to think.
Who would I channel?
Yeah. So you could write down it's that person's thoughts when you start writing.
Shades of Grey, the erotic best-selling novel read by Gilbert
Godfrey. Oh, Gilbert Godfrey, that's the guy.
Goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open mouth and drooling slightly.
Hear it the way it was meant to be.
Keep still, he ordered.
I'm not going to put that in there.
Oh, do kids listen to this?
My kids.
We're not putting that in there.
This is a family show.
I find it odd that was written in first person present tense. So that's
that
interesting.
Book?
Yeah, the book is written first person
present. I don't like first person present.
That's an odd choice. Interesting.
Are these mics a little hot?
Have you tried to read any of that?
No, I've never read that hot.
All right, well,
loud.
I tried to read it. Mm-hmm. I did. I tried to read it, and it was so annoying. I had to stop reading it because he kept insisting she ate food, and it was like on repeat. I'm like, this writer is so bad.
It's a girl that wrote it.
Yeah,
but she's hungry.
But no, but like he kept like the main character is like, you gotta eat. I'm like, okay, if you mention eating one more time,
I remember when it came out on a movie, and Susan was like, would you like it? Do you have any desire to see that? And I was like, I'd rather watch Magic Mike. I might be able to pick up some dance moves,
You didn't watch it?
No, I never watched
it. So did you watch Magic Mike?
No, I never did either. But as I said, I'd much rather watch Magic Mike.
Magic Mike was better.
I watched half of it.
Okay.
And then we're like, I don't know, we're not really in the mood for it. And it was just kind of late. And then the next day, I text my wife And I'm like, Jeannie, you should just finish watching 50 Shades, and then you can turn it back in. You can tell me how it went. I texted the wrong person. I texted one of the scientists over this place that I worked. And so he gets this, you should continue watching 50 Shades of Grey and tell me how it ends.
So did he tell you?
He laughed.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I don't think this is for me. I'm like, it was a joke.
Actually, when it came out, Agatha got it for Christmas for Issa, not knowing what the book was. And luckily, I was there wrapping presents with her and Brian.
Oh my God.
I stopped them from putting it in their stocking. I was like, Agatha, this is a porn book. You can't put this in her stocking. So she was like, oh, I didn't know. I just grabbed it.
It's like, it seemed popular.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's a good story.
But then your mom would not put that down. Can you imagine that?
Just in the living room reading it.
I don't see my mom wanting to be tied up or anything like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's, yeah.
I don't even want to imagine it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to try to. So, okay, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the culty. Now we discuss what this week's cult did right and where they got it all wrong.
The good, the bad, and the culty. Good.
So prolific. Writing.
Mm-hmm.
And movies, 15 movies.
And following your dreams, literally.
Mm-hmm. Are these movies just...
15 films.
Are they like just
we like to call
lectures
them films,
or
not
whatever?
Movies.
No, I'm sure they're not, you know, Hollywood quality stuff. Okay, this is just like lectures or anime. Or something
I would not call lectures films.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
Well, okay, so a comedian the production comes up and puts on a 2-hour show or hour show. That'd be called the film, right?
No.
No. You don't think so?
Nope. I wouldn't. I don't call that a film.
I don't know if they're lectures or if they're fully production. We don't know. So I'm going to hold off on judgment. Mr. Judgy.
Oh. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're like poo-pooing their movies.
I just want to get a better idea of what these things are because it sounds almost like someone is making them sound bigger and better than they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone saying that, okay, we're not going to go there. Let's go.
Remember the other Japanese guy who made cartoons about himself?
Oh, right? I didn't tell you about that. So they were both...
Om Shinrikyo?
Yeah, Om Shinrikyo.
Uh-huh. They're contemporaries, Asara, right?
Yeah, they're contemporaries, and they hated each other.
Uh-huh.
And the guy from Om Shinrikyo said, well, we're going to go on this popular TV program, and we're going to have a debate. And mm-hmm. this guy, Okawa, didn't show up. Said he wasn't going to show up. Like, no, I'm not interested in doing mm-hmm. that. And they called him a chicken and that kind of stuff. But there was some rivalry because they both kind of were science fiction, both prophet. Both of them had, I mean, they were very similar.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting.
It would have been cool to
see, like, Oh, man, that means we got to... Oh.
Oh, no.
That's an idea. Oh, that's... Okay, so we'll wait till we get to the culty. The good?
I just have to tell you this. So when the Mongolian Empire first started, you know, you'd get, you know, like Christian missionaries would come over and try and convert them, you know, and then, you know, the Buddhists would come and try... They get all these different religions. So for fun, what they do is they get those guys together and say, okay, you guys debate each other and tell me who wins, you know, and we'll do that religion, you know. But that was their fun thing, was getting them together and having them fight it out with debates, and they just kind of laugh at them. It's like they were spiritualists at the time, or what you call it when you like worship the spirits of the land and horse spirits, like, and stuff like that. Yeah,
furries. Right. They were
furries.
Okay. Yeah, they were. But anyway, that was kind of the entertaining thing. They'd be like, whoa, let's get this Christian guy in with a Buddhist guy and have him argue it out. You know, just like, of course, you know, go, you know, go nowhere. Anyway.
So the good, that's, how about the bad?
Calling yourself God.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
I don't know. I think channeling is still a bad thing, even though Gwen does it.
But when you're channeling Natalie Portman?
Nathan, I don't know what your fixation is on Natalie.
I'm not, but...
I'm not fixated, but if she were to show up, I would be all over her like a raccoon on a Cheeto.
Really?
I probably wouldn't recognize her.
I'd let her in the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But if you got that Cheeto dust on your hands, would you wash them?
But I'd ask some very... I'd ask some very pertinent questions. You know, I'd be like, why did you decide to do the last Star Wars movie?
Why did you decide to do the 1, 2, and 3?
Exactly.
You say last. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So it's like, how come your best movie was when you were 6 years old?
The Professional.
Professional. That was pretty good.
That was a really good movie.
Yeah, she did really good in that.
Did you see Black Swan?
Was she only six?
Yeah.
She wasn't
or Swan,
six.
Or Swan Lake?
She was older.
She was in Black Swan.
Black Swan, Black Swan was boring.
What?
Never saw it.
It was not.
I thought it was pretty good.
She was in a really disturbing one last year that Brandon thought, oh, you'll like this. It's like sci-fi. I did not like it. It's like she has to go and find her husband who's in some kind of weird alternative...
Dimension.
Like they go through a bubble thing and they go in and it just is really disturbing. It's like Alice in Wonderland type. Mm-hmm. I don't like Alice in Wonderland. I find it too. I don't like stuff like that.
You don't like that weird, ethereal.
Yeah, anything can happen. There's no rules for the universe. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. I like holes you fall into.
I think bad also from this is that it brings out the ADD in all of us where we can't stay focused on a single thing.
Natalie is the worst at bringing out ADD with us, I think. Yeah, definitely.
So anything else bad?
The thing where they were trying to cure COVID.
The COVID vaccine.
I mean, but if you have a $400 COVID cure.
I mean, that's just wrong. If you're trying to, that's just wrong to me. But yeah, you're trying to do some spiritual thing to get rid of it.
I mean, some placebos are amazing.
They are, but they should charge $10 for it, not $400.
Nope. The more that you spend on it, the more that it means.
It works.
Yep.
Yeah, probably for the placebo effect, the more you spend on it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because then you're invested in that it works.
That it works.
All right, guys.
How about the culty?
All right. I have a couple things, actually. I have like three things on here.
I have one.
And one day we're going to do it. And you and I both had the same one at one point. Okay. So the first one is, I think we need to be a source that people come to as a sponsor. Because, you know, he had...
Nice Cold Approved?
Yeah, Nice Cold Approved. And if they show up, then they are approved. So, if Trump shows up on our podcast, would we approve him?
But there's also foods.
It depends on how many blankets he
and
buys.
And foods could be Nice Cold
so
Approved.
So you have, like, the Circle K, which means, kosher.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if something's kosher, if something is... what is it called when it's for so there's kosher and then for Muslims it's
I don't know.
I know the word anyway, it's at the top of my head.
I know it's not kosher. Yeah. But so thrice blessed.
Would be
for us, right?
Yeah, but circle R. I like your idea. It was circle R food, which is Ronaldo approved.
So that was, I was thinking that. And then I was also thinking like that people could come and like that are running for office and we could approve them.
Oh, we could endorse a candidate.
It's too bad we've already decided on what Judapox means because it could be like approval by the Nice Cult means Judapox. This has been Judapox.
Ooh, I like that. I almost feel like we need to take back what that word means.
It's not no longer the
crust on your yeah.
It is means.
It could mean both. It could be
there's
words that mean both things, but
it depends on how it's used in a sentence.
The Judapox on his face, that's the crustiness. He was Judapoxed.
Into this game. You can use it both ways.
He was Nice Cold Approved.
I was thinking that we could take on challenging other cults to a debate.
Yes.
calling them out on Twitter or on X and trying to get them to debate us.
That sounds really fun. Well, I almost feel like I don't want to make a decision on this because we have some really good ones here.
We'll do all three.
We'll see. What were the three?
Judah Pox is
the name.
Well, the name, the crustiness on the corners of your mouth, but it's also
like kosher.
Kosher. We call this.
It's nice, cold, approved.
Circle J.
Yeah, Circle J.
I don't know.
That sounds
Judah Pox. Circle R, but we call it
Circle Judah Pox. R Ronaldo. Yeah.
And then debating a cult leader or a cult at some time.
Okay.
All right. I think that's our episode.
Okay. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Judah Pox. Judah
Pox. Judah Pox. We hope you had fun with us as we explored this week's cult. Join our adventure next week as we continue to build our cult one belief at a time. Until then, if you're going to join a cult,
join the nice cult. Do 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 do.